Now, as we come to this ninth chapter, it normally and logically follows chapter 8. In chapter 8, we open with the woman taken in adultery, and then the Lord Jesus gave that discourse, I am the light of the world. Now, logically, this story of the blind man follows along in this wonderful statement. He says, I am the light of the world. Now we have a blind man that comes before us, and our Lord restores his sight. Obviously, the ninth chapter took place chronologically sometime after the events of chapter 8, because that chapter closed like this. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself, went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Now, I consider this a miracle here. My judgment that this is a definite record of a miracle. I think for him to get out of that mob was certainly miraculous. And so it wasn't time for them to lay hands on him. They thought he blasphemed because he said, before Abraham was, I am. He is the great I am of the Old Testament. He is Jehovah. And that was a tremendous claim. And if it wasn't accurate, he did blaspheme. But since it is accurate, he did not blaspheme. Now, chapter 9 opens, and as Jesus passed by. Now, you would assume that it was the same incident, but I don't think so. I think this happened sometime afterward, because it's done in a more leisurely manner than the events of chapter 8. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now, we're not able to date it. And the last chapter, last verse, they would have stoned him. But now he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Now, this is the only record of our Lord healing a man of a congenital disease. There are other, I think, unique features about this incident which earmark it as unusual, and we'll note them, I think, as we come to them. First of all, it's interesting to note who's blind here and who's not. Jesus saw. That is interesting. He saw. The Lord saw. And his disciples also saw the blind man. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, they were attempting to establish what was the cause of his disease. What was back of it? Well, may I say to you, they are wanting to argue about who sinned. Is it the man's fault or is it his parents' fault? Well, let me say something about blindness. And I have personally consider blindness the most unfortunate loss that can come to an individual. I'd rather lose the use of any other sense than my eyes. Someone has put it like this, I complained of the light shining in my eyes until I heard the sound of a blind man's cane on the pavement. But I wonder if you've ever observed how cheerful so many blind folk are, especially those who are Christians. We get many letters from blind folk who listen to this program. And very frankly, the most cheerful letters that I get and the most encouraging come from blind folk. And we'll find in this incident that there is something, by the way, worse than being blind physically. Spiritual blindness is worse. Now, is the blindness, therefore, here the result of the sin of the parents? Oftentimes it is. A large percentage of folk that are blind are because of sin. I was asked by a doctor friend in Nashville one time to go with him out to the general hospital to watch him perform an operation on the eyes of some children that were blind, and with the idea that he hoped to restore partial sight to them. And I ask him the cause of it. Well, he says, the Bible says that could be the parents' fault. And in this case, he says it is the parents' fault, the sin of the parents. It's not always true, of course. And actually, it was not the man's fault always. Sometimes it's due to an accident, and sometimes it's because of something else that has happened, that you couldn't say it's the sin of the man or the sin of the parent.